Keith Foley. Today FM. Radio. Radio Today.
How do they say today in Italian?
I don't know.
Anyone who says it in Italian? So I should know it. I've spent 10 days in Italy. Come back fluent. Sunburnt and fluent.
Ireland!
Good afternoon. We're back. We're on. We're live. Let's go.
It's about me.
My name is Ray Foley. The gang's all here.
Hey!
And it has been a month since we've been on afternoons. Well, we did 2 days in the middle.
That doesn't count.
Do you know what? They were just... We were on filler duty there, definitely. We were like one eye on the exit. We're going on holidays in a couple of days. We don't care. So we filled in free in for 2 weeks. And then we came back into 2 days. And then we're off again for the guts of another 2 weeks. And we're finally back on air. And I got to tell you, do you know... I had that because it was off. By the way, no major airport dramas. I saw Dermot Whelan's Instagram a couple of days ago, and Dermot wasn't able to go on his holidays because he wasn't able to get through the airport, Dublin Airport. We had a slight drama yesterday leaving Italy, coming back from Treviso Airport, where there was a delay because the plane has to come over from Dublin, first of all, the first flight over. So that was delayed getting out of Dublin, so it was like an hour late. Lands, lets us all on. We're like, Grant, look, we've waited an extra hour, but it doesn't matter. Feck it. We've waited an extra hour. We're sitting down.
You're buckled in.
The lovely feeling of the buckle clicking.
And you're thinking, this pilot, he's going to make up the time on the return trip. There'll be a tailwind and we'll fly in.
Can I also say to the Ryanair pilots, could you just slow, could you slow down just a little bit? Because there's loads of noise going on. There's a child screaming behind me. I've got my own 2 kids asking for their iPads. I've got my wife asking where's her headphones. I've got a million things going on at once. And you come on at like... This level.
What's your announcement? Ladies and gentlemen, just taxiing.
And I'm going, what's he saying?
Can somebody turn that up, please?
Just a little bit. Mm.
Your captain speaking. I just wanted to flag with you an issue in Dublin.
Sir, what's he saying? What's he saying?
Is he saying there's an issue with the inbound flight or the outbound flight?
And he speaks so fast. And I was like, is he speaking? Because I'm in Italy. The cabin crew are from all over the world. And an announcement has been made. It's like, is that the captain? Is he speaking in English or is he speaking an accent? Is it foreign? And I'm just catching like little bits of English.
They love to blame the other airports as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Delay coming out of Dublin. Those clowns, they don't know what.
This is the thing.
If it was me in charge, I would have been here an hour ago. Not my fault.
Dublin Airport has such a bad reputation now, though, that the entire world is blaming what's going on in Dublin for whatever the issue is. So we got on the plane, that glorious feeling of the click. Of the buckle. It just clicks in. It's like, now we're going. Now we're going back. We're going home. And here we go. Let's do this thing. And you know, they do the thing. They close the doors. And then it kind of pressurizes. Like there's the air conditioning kicks in and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Here we go. Off we go.
Steps 1, 2, and 3. Tick, tick, and
tick. Ladies and gentlemen. And then you hear the bing bong.
Hello, John. We just got a quick break for that.
What's he saying? There's an Austrian couple next to me asking me what he's saying. I'm like, love, I haven't a clue. I haven't a notion what he's saying. So he says really fast, like super fast. He wanted to make this announcement as quickly as he could and he wanted to get out of there. He said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much I can't even do it as fast as he did it, but he did it lightning fast. He rattled through it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for boarding so quickly. We appreciate your patience. We were hoping to take off as quickly as possible and our turnaround has been fantastic here at Treviso. And thanks so much to the ground crew here at Treviso for making things happen so quickly for us, and it's fantastic and wonderful.
He's had his coffee.
He's as fast as he can. We just heard from Dublin though, we're not going to be able to land because there's no landing slot.
Well, that's a problem when you're trying to fly, yeah.
Before you take off, the place you're going to needs to say there's going to be space for you to land. And he says, as casual as you like, as easy breezy, as if it's like, not to worry. We're going to be sitting here for the next 3 or 4 minutes. He says, thank you for patience for the next hour and a half.
While we wait for confirmation from those jokers in Dublin.
Anyway, I popped in my headphones and I ignored my children for another 90 minutes. That's what holidays are all about. Right, we'll do your roll call next. It's today FM. Oh, it's the Foo Fighters. This could take all. Oh, it's great to be back, Ireland. Come on. Oh, come on. Foo Fighters and Learn to Fly. This is today FM, where we play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Beautiful. Right, let's do a roll call. I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
Ansha.
Orla Ormond.
Ansha.
Text and WhatsApp. Well, give us a bit of welly on that Ansha.
Ansha.
That's the one.
Did you miss us?
I did.
Who was it? Who was in?
It was a mixture of Claire Beck and Jessica Massiel.
Oh, I love a Massiel Beck mixture.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh.
And what was the ratio of the mixture? Everyone knows it's 2-1.
About 60-40.
Okay, perfect.
And yeah. Do you use a kind of one of those shot glass? Like, do you just do it by eye?
Yeah.
Oh, by eye.
It's easier to do it by eye.
Do you put it in one of those gym protein shaker things?
I do, actually.
Okay,
and
then
yeah.
You shake it up.
Do you know what's
then,
brilliant
okay.
for it? For your Massiel Beck bullet.
Would you put it in the Ninja?
No, I put it in the Nutribullet.
Would you?
Yeah, right. And it's good. A little bit of crushed ice in there. Uh-huh. A sprig of mint.
Oh, lovely.
Mwah. Mwah. Absolutely gorge. In this kind of weather, when it's heavy,
it's what you want.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely beautiful. Those sweet notes of Beck.
Very refreshing.
And the umami of the Massiel.
The umami?
Yeah.
Is that what you say to Massiel when she walks to the office?
I do.
You go, umami. That's deeply inappropriate, and really you oughtn't. Text and WhatsApp's 0874-100-102. By the way, can I just say, I'm delighted. I'm actually delighted to be back. JP sent me a voice note. I was like, same. JP sent me a voice note about 4 or 5 days ago saying, I'm really looking forward to going back to work on Monday.
It's true.
And I feel exactly the same. I'm delighted. Again, though, like, we get to do this, so, you know. So glad you could finally join us, lads. I've been here for the last 2 weeks waiting patiently from Greg in Bantry. Yeah, it's been 4 weeks, really, when you factor in the fact that we were on breakfast as well. Lads, welcome back. On shot ahead of heading to Green Day, Fall Out Boy and Weezer later today, and firmly feeling like it's 2010 again. Oh, and lads, love the show.
Hey.
From Luke. Where's that on? Green Day, Fall Out Boy and Weezer?
That's a hell of a gig.
3 Arena, I believe.
Is it on tonight?
Yep.
Oh, man.
How long's that gig going to be?
All headliners.
Hours.
Who's headlining? Green Day, probably, then.
Mm. I think so, yeah.
Fall Out Boy as well, and Weezer.
Yeah.
What's that Weezer song I love? Oh. Waste My Day.
Is it called Waste My Day, right?
No. Oh.
What album are we talking?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm smiling. Ray's back. Loving the show from Shaz. Hey. Ray, you've been off for so long. Do we need a new soft launch from your namesake, Ray? No, actually, soft launch day 72. We're just continuing on with the old numbering convention. We should probably do need a soft launch. If anyone's wondering where I was, initially 98 FM, then Cork's Red FM, then a campsite just outside of Venice in Italy. And then back here, yeah. Welcome back, lads. So happy to listen to The Mischief. It's been a long 10 days. No more holidays, please. I'm grounding you. Love the show.
Hey.
From Lorna. Thanks, Lorna. Yeah, I was saying, at the beginning of the show, does anyone else go online while you're on holidays and book your next holidays? Because I've booked a week at the end of July. We're going to Lanzarote. Great to have you back, Ray and gang. Any chance of the air horn? From Donal in Cork. P.S. Love the show.
Hey.
Are you happy now, Donal? They're going to be texting, giving out now.
Ray Foley's your horn.
Jess Glynn, All I Am. This is Today FM. Every butterfly I get belongs to you. And all I am is you. Jess Glynn and All I Am. Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. I'm Ray Foley. And it's good to be back in the hot seat. Yeah, that gig sounds absolutely amazing. It's Weezer, Fall Out Boy and Green Day tonight in Marley Park. Loads of people texting 0874-100-102. Ray, that song you're singing is Keep Fishing, but Waste My Day, the Waste My Day song. Waste My Day. Keep Fishing by Weezer. And I think it had Muppets in the video. Waste My Day. such a great song. All right, boys, you're in town. Weezer are in town. You're in Dublin. Love it. 0874-100-102. Fall Out Boy. There's loads of love for Fall Out Boy. Sure, I play a bit of Fall Out Boy every day, don't I?
It's the intro music, isn't it?
It's the music. That's Fall Out Boy there. It's the instrumental. I don't care. I don't care. Is that what it's called? I don't care.
Oh, don't be testing me like this.
Don't care what you think as long as... Well, it's not in tune anyway. And Green Day as well. If you're going to those, I'm jealous now. I'd flipping love to go to that. But I can't. Because I've spent 10 days destroying myself. And I can't. And also, it's my youngest's birthday. It was his birthday yesterday, but we're having the birthday party this evening.
Oh, happy birthday, even Andrew.
Well done. Good
guess. I know.
Well guessed.
It was a 50-50 chance on that one, Ray.
Voice notes. Vicky, 0874-100-102.
Ray. What? Any chance of a bit of Green Day or Fall Out Boy there in the next 20 minutes, half an hour? I'm just in the car on my way to get a bus up to the Hella Mega Tour at Marley Park. Woo-hoo! And Ray?
What?
Love the show.
Hey! Ray Foley.
All right, then. Vanessa Amorosi. She doesn't want to keep it under her hat. She wants absolutely everybody. And what a great song it is too. Ireland, good afternoon. I'm Ray Foley. Back in the house, back in the hot seat. Feeling great. Text and WhatsApps for your selection, your rock selection. Weezer, Green Day or Fall Out Boy. All of them performing tonight in Dublin. Completely passed me by. Although I probably would have been aware of it if I was around. But I've been off for the last 2 weeks. So it just, it passed me by. Also, it's been rescheduled apparently. So people had tickets already and it's been rescheduled and rescheduled. Green Day concert tonight in Marley Park. Tonight, not the Three Arena. Waiting 2 years for this gig. I got tickets for my 30th. So I'm still 30 until midnight tonight. Welcome back, lads. Love the show.
Hey.
From Chloe and Kilkenny. Chloe, have a great time. I flew home from Italy. Oh, this is on the Dublin airport thing. Because when we were flying back last night, with an issue where we're all on the plane ready to go and then the captain comes on. And he makes an announcement. Well, he kind of makes an announcement. He starts talking like that. He makes an announcement over the night. You can't really hear what he's saying. Everyone's turning to each other going, what's he saying? Can you understand what he's saying? And he said, we didn't sit on the tarmac for an hour and a half waiting to take off because Dublin weren't ready to receive us. I flew home from Italy in Milan last night and the plane was also delayed because the plane coming from Dublin was delayed. Yeah, with the same issue. It was delayed coming over from Dublin. And then we needed to sit and wait for them to have space for us to land once we got there. Sort your stuff out, Dublin Airport, says Ronan. Ronan, I don't think once we got there, they're all I don't think it's they just don't have enough staff, do they? And then isn't there a thing with Sundays as well, apparently? There was a thing a few Sundays ago, which was, they were pointing out that was the issue. Interesting fact, in the world of acoustics, you require an extra 5 decibels of loudness for speech intelligibility announcements that may need to be understood by people who speak another language. From Donal. Is that why we all shout when we're speaking to foreigners, Donal? Yeah. Can I have the pepperoni pizza? And no tomatoes. No tomatoes!
And yet, when a Spanish person or an Italian person comes to Dublin, they don't shout in their own language slowly and obnoxiously at waitstaff.
Not slowly.
No.
Just as fast as they usually do. I had a wonderful time in Italy. And wonderfully refreshing is that Italy is probably the only country in the world that you can go to where the parents shout at their children louder than the Irish people do.
Okay.
I swear to God. They take no prisoners. It's like, I don't know what they're saying to them. Uh-huh. They could be saying, I love you, but they're saying it like, I love you! I swear to God, I love you!
Ray Foley.
Gavin James and Chloe. This is Today FM. Hey, Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
How you doing?
Orla Ormond in the house.
Hello.
And we're asking for your votes. There's a big gig tonight in Marley Park. Completely passed me by. The sound of a passion passing me by sounds like this. Do you want to hear the sound of
go
it?
On then. Yeah. He's doing a good lick.
That was the sound of that pass. The news of this gig with Fall Out Boy, Weezer and Green Day performing tonight. We're asking which one should we play, and the votes are in, ladies and gentlemen. Who was it? Who were we playing?
Yeah, Weezer weren't in the conversation at all, Rick. Green Day did fly out of the blocks. They were racing away, but they're older now and they ran out of steam, pulled up lame. And it's Fall Out Boy. He took the checkered flag.
Fantastic. Yeah. Here are your options.
Dance from Fall Out Boy. What a sight.
I haven't even put in I don't care.
This ain't a scene. It's a goddamn arse face. One more. Thanks for the memories. These are all memories. They're all fantastic. Oh.
We can get you to vote on them if you want us.
More vote.
Or we just pick one, will we?
Go on.
Do you know what I'll do, actually? I'll spin the wheel, actually. Here we go.
That's a legal spin.
Is that a legal spin?
It's a legal spin now.
That's a legal spin.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. What's it going to be for Fall Out Boy this afternoon?
Oh!
I never would have expected that.
What is it?
Ireland, crank it all the way up to 11.
I'm going to make it bend and break.
This is Today FM. Bruno Mars, and that's what I like. This is Today FM, playing the music you love, Ireland. Good afternoon. Texts and WhatsApps. By the way, great to be back. Thanks for the lovely warm welcome on our return. Or the antipathy. A lot of antipathy going around as well, which I like as well. I like a warm welcome or steadfast antipathy.
Right, it's a sweet and the sour mix, isn't it, Ray?
And no, anything else I don't like. If you're negative, I don't want any of that.
Right.
But antipathy isn't antipathy just like meh?
Oh, that's apathy.
Apathy. I want some apathy.
Okay, just for the record, it's apathy.
Apathy,
he'd like.
sorry.
Antipathy.
Sorry, just a little hit delete. Hit just a little backspace, the little back arrow on your text there. 0874-100-102. Yeah, we've been off for like a month. We can't let that happen again, by the way.
It's too long.
Yeah,
it's
we need
long.
To plan our holidays properly. Ray. After a hard weekend working at the Charleville Agri Show, getting a rest now listening to the best show on radio from Fergus. Fergus, do you want to send us a link to what you're listening to?
Yeah, we'll specify which show that is, Fergus, because sounds good.
Won't mind giving that a try, actually. Do they podcast? Can we catch
them? I'll take notes, Ray.
Can we catch them on the listen back? Ray, I'm here, but really, Ray, first of all, you go on cover for the great Mystery in Dempsey for 2 weeks, so I have to get used to that. Then you're back for a few days, then off on holidays. Ray, I need to know if you're in this for the long haul, as I feel your attendance has left a lot to be desired recently. Anyway, in, and good to have you back from Erin. Erin, I do apologise, but I just do what I'm told. Lads, for a minute I thought you'd been told to hand in your badge and your gun. But delighted you're back. Cheers from Raid. Love the show.
Hey!
Nice. What have I got here for you? This is another voice note, is it? Yeah, it is. It's from DC. That's all, DC.
All right.
Have a listen.
Welcome home. Welcome.
It's good to be home. This is my radio home, and it's good to be back. There's also my actual home, my house, like with my bed and all my stuff in it. That's a lovely feeling coming back from holidays, by the way.
Your own bed?
Because we were like in a tiny little kind of caravan job. And it's like, before you go, you're like, this is going to be great. This is going to be great. Like a mobile home type thing. Oh, this is going to be great. We get to spend so much time together. We'll be living in each other's pockets. It's going to be sunny. And we'll get pizza and pasta every night, drinking wine on the balcony. Oh, it's going to be great. Cut to me 6 days later. I just want to go home. I hate these children.
It's like a kid that's been sent to the Grail Doctor just wants to come home. Send me home.
Go to the phone box with my call card. I want to come home. I want to go. That was Peters and Lee, wasn't it?
Welcome home.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you very much indeed.
Welcome.
It's the best welcome back song. Welcome home song. Isn't it Mace is my favourite one as well. This is a great song. For from the Blast days, actually. 2004, 5, maybe? Mace. You know you like that. I'm just back from my holidays in Italy, though, not prison. Although it felt like...
Today FM's Adele VIP Hideaway.
Oh, this looks amazing.
Huge.
Hey, do you hear what Today FM are up to?
What's that?
They're sending someone to see Adele...
Where?
...live in London.
OMG.
Swear to God. Global superstar Adele. Just in case you were thinking of any other Adele. No, we're referring to global superstar Adele. The nice Adele. She plays London's Hyde Park this Friday, July 1st. And we want to send you to the gig as a VIP with hotel and flights included. You'll watch the show from the exclusive Gold Circle view. Gold Circle viewing area? Gold Circle viewing area? Oh my God.
Notions.
That's right. We'll be sending you to the Golden Hoop. Look at you, get you in your golden hoop. With access to the VIP area, private bar, extra seats and other fancy stuff.
Oh my God.
See, this is the bit that's going to screw us here.
Sorry, what's that?
Other fancy stuff. Mm. Whoever wins, they're going to show up. They're going to show up to the golden hoop area.
Will they have an L wristband on as
they'll
well?
They'll have the wristband, VIP area, private bar, extra seats and quote other fancy stuff. And they'll be there like, Dermot and Dave told me I was getting utter fancy stuff.
Absolutely annoyed I was.
English, posh English concierge with little like white gloves. I do apologise, madam, but I'm afraid I don't know what it is you're referring to. Look at the small print.
There. Where's me fancy stuff?
Look at that there.
I brought an entire extra bag for the fancy stuff. Where's it at?
Raider. Utter. Fancy. Stuff.
And you know what? We wouldn't have a leg to stand on.
Do you know what? We wouldn't. I tell you what, but between now and the giveaway on Thursday, we're going to find out what the other, quote, other fancy stuff is. Because we're not going to let you down. We're not going to send you on that plane to London without a rock hard, rock solid guarantee of other fancy stuff. So here's how it's working, right? You hear an Adele song playing on Today FM. Text or WhatsApp. Oh. Do you know how to spell Adele?
Go on then.
Because it's A-D-E-L-E. A-D-E-L-E.
One of our line managers saying some of the fancy stuff that we can actually guarantee.
Right, what is it?
You absolutely get this as part of your deal.
What is it?
Nice jacks.
Oh, there's a nice toilet.
Lovely toilets.
So that's what you're getting in your golden hoop viewing area.
You know what? You're sniffing at it now, Ray. When you're at a gig, if you've got a separate extra nice toilet, right. You're having
nice
that.
Toilets.
You
know you are. Okay, right. Okay.
That's hot off the press. Nice jacks, guaranteed.
Nice toilets, right. Yeah. So yeah, you get your viewing area, you got your VIP area, you got a private bar, extra seats and, quote, other fancy stuff. Toilets.
I'll amend the script for tomorrow.
That's right. We're sending you to London to see Adele live and use an exclusive fancy toilet. That's right. Have you ever fancied using a fancy toilet in London? Well, now's your chance. Just listen out for an Adele song. And when you hear it, you will be putting your hoop in the fancy golden hoop upon a toilet in the golden hoop viewing area.
Send us pictures, actually, just to prove how fancy the toilets are.
Just of the gig, just of the gig. So, all right, listen out for Adele when you hear her play. Text in the word Adele. Text or WhatsApp Adele to 0874 100 102 with your name, your age, and where you're from. And that's it, you're in the draw right away.
Yep.
That's it. There's going to be 10 finalists. I need to be available to chat with Dermot and Dave on Thursday. Good luck with that. Adele live as part of the Great Gig Giveaway. This is Today FM. Sean Corey and Lonely, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. It's Ray Foley on until Mass swoops in. Save the radio day once again from 4:30 with the last word. Does he still have a cape? Does he still wear his underpants outside his trousers?
Mostly on a Wednesday, yeah.
On a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday.
So what does he do on a Monday then?
He's mostly just dressed normally.
Just like the suit and tie, trousers, regular.
Yes, more casual.
I got you. 0874 100 102. Welcome back, guys. Where have you been all this time? What was the one about our holidays? Some people really appreciate. Do you know, people understand. People love the fact that we are using our holidays effectively and making sure that we get a break, making sure we're refreshed and delivering compelling radio content.
Huh?
Stretching it. Every afternoon here, Today FM. Anto's over there.
Cheers, Foley. Thought you were a politician. You're on holiday so long there.
Hey!
From Anto, Wexford.
Hey.
I love the show as well.
Hey! Cheers, Anto. Lots of love. Yeah, it's good to be back. I was on a plane yesterday for about 8 hours. And it was fine. It was totally fine because I don't sit with my family. Because I sit in the extra. I'm 6'2" and all of my family are under 5'8".
Okay.
So I sit in the extra leg room and they sit in front of me or behind me.
All right.
And they're in three. Like, you get three seats in a row. So the three of them will sit together. I'll sit behind them. And I'm like support in that, like, I've got the iPads or the snacks are in my bag or whatever. So I'm constantly, I'm the extra cabin crew member.
Okay, right. You're a member of staff almost.
Yeah.
Right.
Anything they need. I'm up and down like a fiddler's elbow into the box up on the overhead lockage. Getting them their bits and their bobs. And Ryanair, we flew Ryanair yesterday. They don't do the big ta-da. And, well, actually, hang on. They were late yesterday.
So they probably weren't entitled to.
I was just thinking maybe they just don't. Well, they do it when they're on time. They just don't bother then when they're late.
They used to have a fanfare at the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, ta-da! And the big round of applause. People don't clap anymore either landing. You know, we landed and we didn't all die in a blazing inferno. Round of applause for the captain up the front. No clapping anymore. That used to be a thing. Like, you go on holidays, you'd land. Everyone would be like, yeah, delighted. Yeah, we land. We're all alive. We made it.
It's like the cinema, though. People don't applaud at the end of movies anymore, do they? No, they don't.
Anymore?
What do you mean?
Do people use to clap?
Yes, absolutely.
What? At the end of a film?
I saw Michael Collins in Dundalk when I was a teenager or whatever. And let me tell you, there was uproarious. There was a round of applause that lasted for minutes at the end of that movie.
Is that just like Michael Collins playing in the cinema in Dundalk? And then, because that's a location-specific, movie-specific.
It went down very well with the locals, myself included. No, I've been to other movies and then you get a smattering of applause.
I've seen that a couple of times.
You see?
Isn't that a premiere, though, or something?
No, God, no. When I went to see Avengers Endgame, there was a round of applause. And
but that's
also
nerds,
yeah,
though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's nerds.
I mean,
clapping for nerdism.
There was also a round of applause when I went to see Snakes on a Plane.
Okay, but that's kind of right. That's arch.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's just like, oh, let's clap for
you
this.
You didn't ask for context of the round.
Right, well, there is context. I'll never forget it. One of the greatest experiences ever was a screening, one of the first screenings of South Park, Bigger, Longer, Uncut, the movie. And again, all South Park nerds, and I was one of them. P.S., by the way, I'm a Marvel nerd as well. Like, I would totally have been there clapping as well in the cinema. And at the end of it, because it was all songs, and it was like a concert, it was like a gig, singing along with the songs and having a great time. And at the end of it, the cheer, like the standing ovation that South Park got, oh, it was so much fun.
There you go.
And I'd love to play you one of the songs now, but I couldn't because they're all filthy. Disgusting. What have I got? Oh, this is, I don't know, have you noticed the bong sounds that they make? Because they don't do the ta-da then when you land, but they do a bong sound when I think it's when you've landed and they've opened the doors. I don't know if the captain presses a button and there's, anyone who knows, or if you've worked in a cabin crew or you've worked in an airline or whatever, what are those bong? Have a listen. That. What is that? Is that the doors are open or it's safe to proceed with something or buckle? You can unbuckle now or. Because it happens when. At the point that there's a bunch of Egypts unbuckling and standing up in the aisle.
Oh.
Instead of just let everyone off. Let the people in the front off. And then the rest of us all go off. It will all go off in file. What's that for? Text or WhatsApp 0874 100 102. Anytime it played yesterday, I did this annoying thing when we landed yesterday evening where I...
She's already laughing.
Can you?
I can't believe you do an annoying thing.
I initially did it, right? Because it sounds like a song, right? If you listen to it again, listen to it, and then listen to the bongs, and then imagine what the next bit of the song would be. Any ideas?
I don't know.
No?
No, I feel like I'm close, but no, I've not.
You're getting there. 0874 100 102. So what I did was, it happened, we stopped, the door is open, everyone's waiting to get off the plane. This is playing, this comes on over the speakers, like it's happening like every few minutes. And then I start whistling the rest of it until by the time we're getting off the plane, everyone around me is humming it. And they're like, oh, that guy is...
Put it in our heads.
Harry Styles and As It Was. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Harry Styles and his girlfriend? Other half, Mrs. Olivia Watt. They're not married or anything, are they?
Nope.
Walking around Dublin while Harry was in Dublin. Was it last weekend? Or?
It was last week. He was in Dublin from Monday.
Whatever. Because I was away on holiday, so I saw this online on my phone. Mm-hmm. While I was getting sunburned, and whatever happened to us Irish being like totally cool with celebrities? Dublin is amazing. You can walk around; you'll never be bothered. You know, we're cool as cucumbers. And by the way, that comes from the Irish mentality of not wanting celebrities to get notions of themselves. Mm. You know, we don't want you to get too up yourselves. We want you to keep you grounded. So we're gonna see you there, Bono. But we're not going to react when we do.
Is the healthy begrudgery a thing of the past? Maybe it is.
Maybe our healthy begrudgery is no more because they were being stalked around the streets of Dublin. I was watching going, would you have to call Bonley's Malone? We don't want them to get notions of themselves. What Wilde and Styles walking around town with people stalking them and crying and taking photographs. Leave them alone. We have a reputation to maintain. For God's sake. The bongs on the plane. I was asking you to text in. What's the tune? This is when you land, when the plane lands, the captain says, cabin crew, safe for landing, or something like that. And then they unbuckle and the cabin crew are doing their thing. And then everyone can get off the plane. Everyone's standing up, just about to get off. And these bongs keep going off. And then I follow up with the rest of the tune. And if you know the tune, because I start... whistling it, mm-hmm. You after that bit. Do you know it? 0874 100 102. Niall's over there, right, Niall?
Are you ready?
How are you?
The song you're looking for is Carnival de Paris.
Oh, Carnival de Paris.
Dario G. That's close. Yeah.
It was a World Cup song a number of years ago. Follow up to Sunshine from Dario G.
Love the show.
Hey, cheers, man. Wasn't the Scottish one because each country. I have to go and get a few now. Hang on. Carnival.
Oh yeah, the song was made up of the national instruments of all the different countries, or rather, a sound from each of the countries mentioned.
Yeah, do I not have it? Hang on, please hold. Bear with. Dario G and Carnival de Paris from Dario G. Do I? I can't believe. I find it very hard to believe that I don't have that song because I think I had it on a CD. Hang on, what's that there? What's that? This is Carnival 2002. Here she comes. This is a remix then, obviously, because it says 2002 on it. Oh, it's spelled Carnaval. So Carnaval. So that's where I was getting it wrong. The spelling was incorrect, and yet the song, sensational. Where's the Scottish lads?
Wait for it.
Come on.
Right, that's French.
You're killing me.
That's
you're
French. That's
you're absolutely killing me. I'm going to go again.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. When the bagpipes come in. Here we go. Ah, oh, go on, Scotland.
Hairs in the back of the neck stuff.
Wilfred Taoiseach.
It's not Dario G in Carnival de Paris, though. And it was a fantastic, fantastic suggestion from Niall. Donald suggests this as well.
Ray, there used to be a rhyme that we sang as kids that went something like, you're bing bong. It was something like, see some mother eat a soldier bed and lay in the straw. The other one you're thinking of.
The Bing Bongs. See, that's it.
Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Donald. No, it's not. It's Seesaw Marjorie Doe. So. Marjorie Doe. It's not that either, actually. Oh, you're right. Adele, live in London.
Today FM's Adele VIP Hideaway.
London. Where are you going this weekend, Adele? London. You're flying into Stansted, are you? Yeah, I'm going to a gig in London.
Phenomenal Adele impression.
London. Her, Adele, where were you this weekend? I was over doing a bit of shopping in London. That's right, Adele's going to be in London this weekend. And so are you! We want a finalist for our great gig giveaway, the biggest yet this month. Adele live at Hyde Park in London. It's on this Friday, 1st of July. We want to send you and a gig, you and a friend to the gig as a VIP. Hotel, flights and toilet included.
Wow.
Really pulling out all the stops. So this is for a finalist then, is it?
Yeah, you're in the draw.
So there's going to be 10 people in this final, and then Dermot and Dave will call the winner on Thursday morning.
Correct.
Send you the gig on Friday. It's ringing.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hi. Hello?
Is that Roisin?
Yes.
Today FM calling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're middling to rough, but we're all the better for speaking to you, madam. Where in the world are you?
I'm near Fermanagh in Offaly.
Oh, very nice. And are you an Adele fan?
I am.
Okay. Have you seen her before?
No.
Have you not? Oh, she's amazing. Well, you've probably seen her, like, clips of her or whatever on YouTube.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Oh, she's so good.
More importantly, Roisin, actually, so we've established you're an Adele fan. Mm. Are you a fan of a fancy toilet?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, who isn't, sir?
Yeah, it's a VIP toilet, and we want to make sure that because if we're sending someone over there to a VIP toilet, we want to make sure we're sending top tier bottoms.
Yeah, somebody's going to appreciate that toilet.
I started in the gym, so
we want the best Irish bums heading over there. We don't want any ordinary looking bum bums. Come here, I tell you what. You are our finalist this afternoon and you're in the draw on Thursday.
Well,
thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome so much. Listen, thanks for listening.
Cheers. Thanks very much.
Cheers. All the best. Cheers, Roisin.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Dermot and Dave are going to be doing the call for the winner on Thursday morning and you need to stay listening for an Adele song. Anytime you hear it, text Adele, A-D-E-L-E, to our usual number along with all of your details. We'll put you in the draw. We need 10 finalists. That's another one in. Turn on Dermot and Dave Thursday morning. They'll be sending you to the gig the next day in
London.
Where?
London.
Today FM's Adele VIP Hideaway.
Okay.
All right.
Lizzo. It's about damn time. This is Today FM. Ray Foley back on the radio in the afternoon.
Yeah.
God help us. Yeah. No, Lizzo, no. Okay. I'll take your word for us. Hello there, Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
Hiya.
Orla Ormond.
Hello.
Keeping an eye on us this afternoon. And someone didn't answer the phone on the Today FM cash machine. €15,371.04. Gone. Gone. That's it now. It's gone. Actually, it's not gone. They're just going to add to it. It's a rollover. And Matt will have a new total A massive total now. After 4:30 this afternoon on The Last Word. Stick around for that. Meantime, bing bongs. Bong bong. Have a listen. This is the bong bongs on the plane when the plane lands. I was telling you about this earlier on. And I would follow up with the rest of the... It goes off twice, actually. So it goes off twice. And then you need to continue it. And I would continue... So we're all stuck on a plane. Nobody's moving. My kids are looking at me like, Daddy, don't do this again. And the bong bongs go off. Everyone's trapped next to me. There's nothing they can do. They can't get away. And I'm gonna continue. I whistle it directly after it plays. Come on, you know it.
I don't.
I swear to God, you know it.
I'll know it when you tell me the answer.
Let me see. Voice notes. 0874100102. Was it Dylan? Dylan's over there. All right, Dylan, go on.
Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, he's getting there.
You know it. You do actually know it.
You know it.
You're both looking so expectantly at me, and I'm sorry.
You're gonna scream when Dylan reveals it. If he's got it right, hang on.
Dun, 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 dun. Home Alone.
It is, it's Home Alone. Well done.
Yeah. Hello, Dylan.
Actually, a bunch of them came in then after that. Lucienne
is Lucienne. There, yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Lucienne.
Is it the song from Home Alone?
Home Alone. Very good. Legend. So we'll play. Let me do my bong. Sit there. So we're all standing on the plane waiting to get on. And they're reminding us over the speakers to be careful opening up the overhead lockers because your luggage may have become dislodged. Smack you on the head if you open up the lids. Just be careful there, folks. And then randomly...
times during your flight. Thanks for flying with Aer Lingus. Good luck. Get out of the plane.
And it's in everyone's head. By the time everyone's making their way to the baggage collection area in the airport, everyone's humming it. John Williams. And the Home Alone theme tune. Of course it is.
Well done. Get it now, baby. Oh, yeah. I want it now, baby. Oh, are we getting on?
Who invited Five to this party?
Now, baby.
Hello, sir. My name's Sean. Scott, Abs, Jay and Richie. Short survey for you. One question. Are you getting down? I want to take a little time to refresh your mind. Avicii and Levels today FM. Play the music you love. Some tunes, Ray. Great to have you back. You were greatly missed over the last couple of weeks. Love the show. Hey. Cheers, Galen Navin. How sweet of you to say. It's been lovely to be back, I must say. Thanks for all the lovely messages. I have to go home now to my family.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. That crowd.
Guys, what a fun show we've had. What a fun show and a great moment of togetherness we've all enjoyed. But there's so much we didn't get to do all this. Yeah. We didn't get to do if you're getting down in the All-Ireland Championship Office sweepstakes, you're out of luck. Where Abs from Five reminds us that County Down, if you're getting down.
I get you.
Or County Down, they were knocked out of the All-Ireland.
Ulster. Yeah.
The Ulster quarterfinal stage. We didn't get to do Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet Child of Mine. Where we get Irish rapping sensation Denise Gila to come in and cover her favourite Guns N' Roses song. It's Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah.
We didn't get to do Chyla Prague.
Told you.
Chyla Prague, where Denise Gila shows us her precious Child of Prague collection. She's got loads of the little statues. Very handy on a wedding day, actually. You got to run around and make sure it doesn't ring. Matt Cooper's on the way next. Thank God. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon from 2. Have a lovely evening.
Ray Foley.